an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Welcome back to NITV Radio. Well, the Potuto Advocate is a small and independent regional newspaper from far west Queensland. They pride themselves on reporting fair and just news with the authenticity that rivals only the salt on the sunburnt earth that surrounds them in the Queensland Channel Country. Having been established in the mid-1800s, they are arguably Australia's oldest newspaper and have always taken pride in their ability to work in both worlds, regional and metropolitan news. In recent times, their popularity has grown immensely as a result of a bold move to create an online revival for their publication. Ladies and gentlemen, uncles and aunties, please welcome Editor-at-Large Errol Parker and Editor Clancy Overall from the Potuto Advocate. Hello, boys.
Hello, mate. You got Clancy here.
Clancy, how are you, brother?
Well, thanks, mate. Errol's just next to me, so we'll swap over on the phone at some point.
No worries, brother. Mate, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about the lovely town of Potuto?
Mate, it's out there in Haddon Corner in the Diamantina Shire, far western Queensland. It's about 2 hours from Birdsville, and it's just on that corner that comes in from South Australia. So really, our closest capital city is Adelaide, and we're still in Queensland, so that's how far west we are.
Mate, is Potuto an Aboriginal word?
Yes, we believe. Mythical people, in relation to a nearby waterhole. There's obviously in the newsroom, it's more adventitious people, but the local mob, we have close ties to them.
Well, that's lovely to know, and that's probably why you have done such great work in Indigenous affairs, particularly covering the story of Tony Abbott, our special envoy, who's been recently appointed. Can you tell us a little bit about Uncle Tony and your coverage?
Yeah, mate, Uncle Tony's kind of, he didn't want that job at the start. I think he actually wanted Prime Minister a week ago, a couple of weeks ago, and that didn't come to play. And we guess kind of, his other mate from Turnbull, so the Prime Minister was from Manly in Sydney, and then he's from Bondi, and then now they've moved that down to Cronulla. So we've kind of got these beachfront Prime Ministers, and the first one from Manly was actually hoping to get the job back by the look of it. Turnbull didn't allow that. So, the bloke who took it, Morrison, has said, mate, I do have a job for you. You're not going to obviously be too high up, but we'll give you this special envoy to Indigenous Affairs. And he didn't want it at the start, but then he kind of thought, you know what, if I can channel my bitterness and my cunningness into, doing something for my brothers and sisters, then maybe this whole career has been worthwhile. And I guess, from that point he started calling all his female colleagues sis.
Well, no.
Started wearing the beads and, he kind of completely different bloke.
Yeah, no, I've noticed a lot of his language has started to change since he's become the special envoy, and he's really picked up the Aboriginal lingo to a point where it's just so real, it's more than funny.
Yeah. Yeah, true God.
True God, bros. But, yeah, do you reckon it's gammon, or is he fair dinkum, this special envoy?
Well, we just run a story then, actually. Uncle Tony appears on the Today Show to condemn Mark Knight's gammon cartoons. He's got the headband going now. He's moved on from the bucket hat, but
we love the bucket hat.
Well, that's the cartoon Mark Knight drew him in the bucket hat, so he wasn't really happy. He said, this is what his actual quote was. He goes, when I first got this job as special envoy, he drew a very unflattering cartoon of me. It made me wild.
Did he want to have a go, did he?
Yeah, that's it. He said, he goes, mate, this bloke has a history of racist cartoons, this wine-drunk migaloo down there in Collingwood. So, yeah, he's not happy. He's not happy about a lot of things, actually, now that he started to pop his head into Indigenous affairs. There's a lot he's got to be unhappy about.
Oh, no, that's one of the articles. It's him, he must be stressing him out a bit, because one of the articles is about Uncle Tony getting charged up, and he starts talking about his devilly nephew, the six clubs chasing him.
Yeah. He started talking them up. He gets a bit cocky, and that's what he said. He said no one believed him. They all thought he was, he's talking, well, Auntie Marg was having a slap in there at the Mona Vale RSL. You know, he started, everyone thought he was big talking, you know, and he said, mate, go ask Cliffy Lyons. Cliffy Lyons seen him. Everyone, mate, there's scouts all over the shop looking at his nephew. I'm not sure where his nephew is. He's probably down in Manly somewhere.
He's probably one of the Roses, I'd say. George Rose, one of the greats on the Northern Peninsula.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, it probably was because he did get a start. He reckons he's going to get a start with Walgett in the Koori knockout, so we'll see. We'll actually see how that goes. It might be, you know, it might be the Rose boys pulling a few strings.
Yeah, well, I was actually talking to Georgie last night, and he reckons that he's going to give him a start, and he'd probably play him. He said, because one of the things was, he goes, oh, I'm going to play, he wants me to play prop. And then he goes, oh, nah, gammon, shame job. As he was shadow boxing to NITV reporters.
Yeah, was that you down there, Danny?
Yeah, I was one of them, mate, and Ryan Little and a couple of the NITV crew were down there, and he started shadow boxing, but we didn't know actually whether to throw one or just shadow box back to him.
Yeah, no, he burst into giggles there. So there's a few sirens in the background here, Danny. We've got some drama going on in the main street of Batuta.
What's going on at Batuta, bros? Is there some breaking news?
I don't know, mate. Might be another dawn raid or something. I don't know, they're carrying on. Oh, it's a ram raid. Someone's taken off with an ATM down there.
Is there an ATM in Batuta?
Yeah, down at the Flight Path District.
Yeah.
Someone's put the front of their, the front of a Hilux through a corner store. It's good times out here, mate.
Now, mate, I've never seen Aboriginal mob get so into in a publication like the Batuta Advocate. We here at NITV are a little bit jealous. And a lot of the mob are going, is Clancy a blackfella or what?
No, as I said, mate, adventitious. We've been here a while, but yeah. we don't hold the, we don't hold the title as being here the longest.
Now, mate, one of the articles I want to talk about is Uncle Tony's been apologising for running on Murray time, so he's been rocking up late to some of his meetings.
Yeah, that's it. You know, when he gets given a bit of responsibility, Tony Abbott, he kind of, you know, it's his way or the highway. So the fellas that he's working with are going to have to bolt down with that. But then, of course, you know, he's really kind of taken the job in his stride. And, you know, we see he rocked up with some yellow belly or something there. He had some cousins that come into town. There's plenty in the freezer. So he said, eat up, your mob.
It's the best fish in the world, yellow belly, mate. I come from the beautiful country of Moree on the Mihai River there.
Oh, yeah.
And, mate, that's a yellow belly capital, I got to tell you.
Yeah, no, it's actually, and I wouldn't mind seeing Uncle Tony out there. And I'm sure he's going to start doing a few visits to a few communities.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're reading our newspaper, he's been doing a lot. But, yeah, we'll see. Actually, he might be spending a bit more time in places like Moree and of course, you know, maybe out in the Queensland Channel Country with us.
I think we're going to have to play that song for him. I've been everywhere, man, the Cunnamulla fella, because he certainly is getting around, mate.
Yeah, no, look, it's good for him to step outside of Manly. I know he's got a pretty, tight grip on the mob down there, and, he's actually been a respected community elder in Manly for a while now, so.
There is a big Aboriginal community over there. I think the NITV boss, Tanya Denning-Orman, lives over there, and Georgie Rose, so that's two of them.
Yeah, I think you've got a few other Rose brothers and the like. Oh, Cliffy's there too, he's in Freshwater.
Yeah, Cliffy's there. Good old Uncle Cliffy, still playing.
he is. He's still playing up there. Who's Cliff Lyons playing for? Narrabeen.
Narrabeen.
Yeah.
Yep. He's 50-odd and he's still carving up.
Yeah, no, he's still pretty tight. In fact, Curtly's been channeling Cliffy in there in the Wallabies. Curtly Beale's kind of got that mullet. We call it the used car dealer haircut with the little goatee.
<He does. laughs> Selling a few falcons there.
yeah, just a bit of space.
Talking of haircuts, mate, I hear Uncle Tony's getting his haircut in Redfern now.
Yeah, he's found a little barber down there called Head High Sir.
Head High Sir.
That's the name of the barber, and he has to go down there because he's got, you know, finals footy coming up. He's going to be making a few appearances. He reckons he gets tuned up about twice a week. So, and that means he's got to make the trip to Redfern, of course.
Getting his mad fade.
Yeah. No, he goes down there. Sometimes he'll get that kind of Lebanese chin strap going on. Yeah.
I just imagine it. And what else has Uncle Tony been doing now? On his Twitter account, he's thrown up the Aboriginal flag.
He's got the brackets and the hyphens. He's mate, he's been, like I said, he's been up to a lot, but you'll only read about it in our paper. A lot of his mates in the other newspapers really don't mention that. We did say Uncle Tony did have to get physically restrained by his Liberal staffers from doing a welcome to country before the Wallabies.
Yeah, I know. I heard Curtly Bill was pretty disappointed that he never got on.
Yeah, yeah. He said, go on, Tony. Go on, Uncle Tony.
Go on, have a go, brah. Get on there, brah. But have you thought about I saw a poster of, you know how Clive Palmer's got all these posters around the country? It seems to be on every block in Sydney.
Mm.
One of them was Make Australia Great Again.
Yeah.
And I don't know, probably a young white person has gone and defaced it and wrote on there, they've crossed out great and put black again, and in each of his two hands they've got an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flag. So I think maybe Clivey Palmer might be getting a bit jealous of Uncle Tony and the attentions that he's getting in the Aboriginal space, and he might be trying to move in there.
Well, Tony, yeah, he could be white-anning, you know. He's known for that in his own party, so I'm sure he's up there. It could even be Uncle Tony up there with the spray cans up there on Clive's billboard.
Probably was Abbott. The mad monk. So what does Uncle Tony think about your coverage? You're obviously quite close to him following his stories. Has he sort of been happy with the coverage he's been getting?
Mate, I think it sounds like Uncle Tony's just happy to get a few of these issues out there, you know. There's not many people willing to report on the fact that Michaela Cash clutches her handbag closer to herself when she walks past Uncle Tony in Parliament now, ever since he got the new job.
Oh, no, she's cashed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She knows the man, but she just wants to be careful. And, of course, Uncle Tony giving the nod to Pat Dodson now he's got the new job.
Yeah, I know. The Aboriginal nod, bruh.
Yeah, just that.
The head up, purse of lips, and little, hey, bruh, how you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotcha. I see you.
Yeah, we don't really know each other. We don't really talk, but, you know, it's just us against them, mate.
Well, one of his quotes here in terms of Michaela Cash was, I'll just be wandering around yarning, and the next thing, sister's off across the lawn, squeezing her bag. True God, she's proper womba, that one.
Yeah, that's him, mate. Yeah, he was a bit... He was wild about that, too.
I love the picture with his bucket cap there with Michaela clutching that bag quite tightly.
Yeah, no, he's also been up there protesting coal seam gas fracking in the Manly Dam. He was out there marching. He led a march. He was actually carrying the flag. Always was, always will be, shouted the former Prime Minister. He said, no one consulted us. That's our water.
Water is life up there on the Northern Peninsula.
Well, that's what he said, mate. You can't eat coal. You can't drink gas. Leave our water alone up here in the Northern Beaches.
Do you reckon ScoMo's happy with the job he's doing? Like, he's really taken on this task of the Special Envoy. The Envoy means a messenger for the people.
Mm.
You know, his Prime Minister must be very happy with him.
To be honest, mate, I think ScoMo's just happy to send him to remote areas away from cameras for a while. He's doing a lot of work, but he's also much less opportunity to start talking rubbish about his own government if he's out in the back of Bourke.
Shout out to Bourke mob out there. I'm sure they'd love a visit.
Yeah, love a visit.
Speaking of heading out west, he might be out there for the knockout having a run with Walgett. Interestingly, the following week, Harry and Megan are out there, the Royals.
Yeah, I know.
So do you reckon he might be sticking around and maybe a few Mung and Dye hamburgers, the old Devon and Chip sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. What are they? We're talking Devon and Chips, yeah. Then there's out there in Walgett, they do the lemon slices with chicken salt.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
That is, yeah, that's obviously some Northwest cuisine.
Knock it down with a bit of Splashies cola.
Yeah, yeah, Splashies.
I love a bit of Splashies.
Double sauce, even. he's there's a few people bickering over him because he's a young bloke and he's from the city. So he's got the Redfern All Blacks and the Boomerangs. Maury, is that?
Mate, the mighty Maury Boomerangs. That's my team, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're all fighting for him, but I reckon the Rose Boys might have got the jump and they'll put him in that Walgett Aboriginal Connection jersey. See how he goes. They need a bit of pace.
Need a bit of pace out wide there. I know George has sort of, lost a bit of pace over the years. He's still got a mad sidestep on him.
Oh, no. Georgie's all right over about 20, 30 metres, I reckon, yeah.
I wouldn't want to tackle the big fella, that's for sure.
No, he'd give you one of those. Well, but the Walgett sidestep's just a knee up.
Now, mate, I've got a couple of questions here from our Facebook viewers.
Yeah.
Some are wondering, Dr. Chelsea Bond, our sister up there in Brisbane, who hosts the podcast Wild Black Women, she wants to know how much blacker can Uncle really get, and will he turn like some of those other prominent uncles who like lecturing the natives using the wisdom of his father and the white women who love him?
Yeah, I don't know. He might. I mean, he could go full Xavier Rudd and get some dreads. I don't know. He could go pull himself up into Byron. That's close. That's pretty close to Chelsea up there. I don't know. There's a lot more you can do. I mean, cornrows yet.
Jacob McQuire wants to know, because, you know, Pat Dodson can wear his hat in Parliament, do you reckon Uncle Tony can wear his bucket hat in Parliament?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it has got some artwork on it. I'm sure he could. I mean, if anyone's going to be able to get that done, like I said, he's got a lot of energy, and he's a political animal. So if he can apply as much energy as he has to getting rid of Turnbull as to allowing himself to wear that hat in the Parliament, I'm sure he'll be able to pull it off.
He certainly will. We've got people out here going, where can we order these bucket hats from? We've got people asking, can we order them? Are they on the Deadly Choices website? Ryan Little's looking at me, one of our star journos here in NITV. He's going, I want one to wear on TV.
Yeah, no, we'll have to find out where he's getting them from, mate. We'll put it out there. We'll forward it on to you.
Probably the black markets in Sydney.
Yeah, down there, Larpa Roos.
Oh, Larpa, down at Bear Island. Shout out to you, Peter Cooley. Want a free hat now, bros.
Yeah, that could be them, actually. We'll look it up.
Another one from my cousin Jason Whitfield out there in Moree. He wants to know, will Uncle Tony call Ninja Warrior Jack Wilson and get a pair of those budgie smugglers and maybe wear them around Manly Beach?
Well, yeah, he has got form in wearing the budgie smugglers, and I know that those they're actually based up in Manly, those budgie smuggler offices, so I'm sure he can get artwork. I'm sure he can just get the flag going.
Just straight out.
Yeah, Sammy Thaiday style.
With all that hair. Mate, the Paterta's really going great guns. It's tapped a really funny nerve in a time of despair in the Aboriginal community around this leadership spill and what the Liberals are doing. What is it that keeps driving you mob on to keep telling these beautiful yarns?
I don't know, mate. There's a lot to work with, you know. Just in this last year, we've had the Prime Minister's changed, Deputy Prime Minister's changed, former Deputy Prime Minister's family, his wife's changed, and then we had the ball tampering scandal. There's a lot to kind of write about, and there's a lot everyone kind of wants unabridged answers regarding, and NITV does that too, but we kind of we're based out a regional kind of Western Queensland, so it's a different perspective in itself. Doing similar work to you guys.
We're loving the Batuta and NITV partnership. I think there's a lot of people in this building who'd like to see us work together more.
Yeah, no, we'll have to. Where are you guys based?
In SBS at our time and bros.
Okay, yeah, we'll come down next time we're in Sydney. Actually, we'll have to pop in.
Come down for a yarn. I heard you'd like to tap a keg at the Lord Gladstone down there, just near Redfern, actually.
Hey, sometimes when we're in town, down near that big Greg Inglis mural there.
Yeah, that's the one, mate. Old GI. Uncle Tony, you reckon he'll pull out the goanna at the knockout?
Yeah, no, I reckon he could when he gets across that line. And he's actually requested that his run-on song is, what was it? From Little Things, Big Things Grow. He wants to come into that. Maybe if he's in his budgie smugglers, there might be another meaning to that.
That's one thing we don't want to see grow. All the aunties out there will have a heart attack. Mate, what do you think of these Labor senators? You know, they're sitting on the other side of the street there, basically, in Canberra, and they're watching Uncle Tony do all this sort of stuff and get attention. How do you reckon the Labor senators are feeling about our special envoy?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I know, what's her name over there? WA, Anne Ali, she's an Egyptian Labor senator, and she reckons Bob Catter comes up to her all the time asking her for some support on bills related to Aboriginal housing up there, and she goes, Bob, what are you asking me for? He's confused her with what's the other auntie that he's confused Anne Ali with? Linda Burney. Bob mixes them up. I'm sure Tony's doing the same thing. He's got a lot of Murray colleagues, I guess, on the other side of the room. Bob Catter being one of them at times.
Oh, no, Cowkadoon Catter. I asked him once up at Townsville Airport, and I was like, mate, are you really a black fella? He goes, he just looks me straight in the eye and gives me a wink. Cowcadoon, bruz, cowcadoon.
Of course.
Hey? And I was just like, lucky for the cowcadoon mob, eh?
Yeah. Should have come back with a camera and asked that one again.
Yeah, I know. I'll get him one day, don't worry. He likes a few sherbets up there at the Townsville Airport, so I'm sure I'll get him soon enough.
Yeah, no, well, you know, I guess Tony's going through a similar kind of, you know, coming of age as Bob went through a few years ago and really starting to embrace his community ties.
No, we need to see more of it. I think a bit like the old, the scandal around sort of, you know, are they English or are they Australian or are they Greek or are they Australian and all these pollies getting kicked out of Parliament, we might see a lot more politicians identifying as Aboriginal now.
Yeah, that's it.
Not that helped Jackie Lambie, he still got booted.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't think it helped Dustin Martin's old man either when he made those same claims.
Yeah, Palawa from Tasmania, eh?
Yeah, yeah, they kicked him right out.
Gone. Right over the ditch to New Zealand. Mate, is there any breaking news that we can look forward to coming up in the Uncle Tony space?
Oh, not much, mate. We're actually getting ready for, Tony's going to be making a few appearances, a few matches down at Finals Footy's coming up, so he's going to be busy.
He's going to be very busy. A lot of blackfellas playing there, and yeah. I'm sure, you know, a few of the NRL players and the AFL players. I know he's an NRL boy, but he loves his NRL.
Well, he's a boxer too, you know, so he used to get around to some of those gyms down in Redfern. I think he's good mates with Wally Carr.
Yeah.
So I guess he'll be supporting Storm by proxy for the next couple of matches, even though they took down his new beloved Rabbitohs.
I know. All the mob in Redfern are, you know, pretty happy about him now that he's come over. We'll see him up in the box with Rusty Crowe doing the thumbs up and the thumbs down.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's been a big boost to the local economy, especially down there in the haircuts.
Bruce, look, I'm fastly running out of time. I could talk to you mob all bloody day.
No, mate, we'll tee up next time we're in town. Yep. We've got another interview coming up.
Yep, no worries. Well, next time you're in town, give us a bell, get in touch. We'd love to get you live into NITV to meet the mob here, and, you know, black media can only be stronger working together, and, you know, the Batuta's certainly part of our family.
That's it, mate. We've got a tour coming up, so we'll be visiting all these different towns. We've got about 13 dates on start of November. We're starting in Townsville. We'll be making our way to Sydney. We're finishing Sydney in the Opera House.
Yeah, well, we'd love to come along, mate. Let us know and jump on the Batuta Advocate website. You can find out where they're going and what they're doing, and, you know, I'm sure you'll see a lot of mob turning up, Russ.
Yeah, no, we'll sort out some NITV tickets, eh?
Yep, cheers. I would love that.
See you, mate.
See you, mate. Thanks for that.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.